Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and crazy dog lover, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is, I Need a Thunder Shirt. My dog and I look alike. We're both black with a little bit of gray. Recently describing his lordship to someone, I was stunned to realize just how similar we also are in temperament. I said, I love him, but he's spoiled, cranky, moody, entitled. Wait, what? Oh, damn. His lordship is also nuts. He goes through extended periods of high anxiety that are painful to watch and endure. He paces incessantly, scratches at the door, tears up my rugs, and glares at me with an air of perpetual righteous indignation that borders on being British. No amount of walking outside, running in the yard, milk bones, or tummy rubs alleviates these episodes. It just has to run its course until he wears himself out. We have a name for this. We call it the full tilt bozo. We don't know exactly what triggers the full tilt bozo. Like most dogs, he gets a little nutty when there's a thunderstorm. He also spazzes out at the first sign of a German shepherd. His lordship can't abide the breed. Well, to be honest, he doesn't care for other dogs in general. He's a tad antisocial and seems to be deeply offended by the whole butt-sniffing thing. Oh my God, will the similarities between us never end? Whenever I pick him up from daycare, he's either sitting by himself on the most comfortable cushion the place has to offer, or he's in the company of another Cocker Spaniel, usually a female. Ah, the ladies love my furry elitist. Sometimes the full-tilt bozo seems maniacally timed for just when my head hits the pillow. And when his lordship is awake, everybody's awake. This is particularly hurtful given the fact that he can outsleep a cat. The old man can pull 18 to 20-hour sleeping shifts that I wished coincided more closely to when I'm trying to sleep. But no such luck. One night, the full-tilt bozo had me up until 3 a.m., and he was just getting warmed up. I considered throwing his black with a little bit of gray ass in the car and taking him for a drive, not to dump him off, but to calm him down. His lordship loves car rides, but I was in no shape to be behind the wheel. And so when I spotted the Thundershirt while standing in line at Petco buying overpriced specialty dog food, I was intrigued. The package read, The Best Solution for Dog Anxiety. Oh, tell me more. The list of ailments it claimed to cure included fear of thunder, separation anxiety, excitability. Oh, Thundershirt, where have you been all my life? The package said, Safe, effective, drug-free, easy to use. Sold. The money-back guarantee didn't hurt either. As per the instructions, I put the Thundershirt on his lordship when he was relatively calm. This was to minimize any negative association, and for the most part it worked. A quarter-tilt bozo is better than the full-tilt bozo. And he looked adorable! He strutted around as if he was trying to get the feel of it, periodically looking at me with what can only be described as wary suspicion. After a few catwalk passes, he laid down and then eventually went to sleep, snoring like a grown man with severe sleep apnea. The full-tilt bozo was besotted. I was relieved, but jealous. I wish there was something I could put on to calm me down. A new pair of shoes, a glass of wine, and my teddy bear only goes so far, especially when he's usually at home when I need him most. Yes, I have a teddy bear, and yes, I still sleep with him. Is it odd for a grown woman to sleep with a teddy bear, or even odder still to admit it? Well, it's odd to me that I can't carry him in my purse so I can reach in and clutch him when I feel my own personal full-tilt bozo coming on. Which is what I guess I'll have to do until they make a Thundershirt in my size. Thanks so much for listening to The Urban Irma. If you are a fan of the blog and the blogcast, by all means, please share it with your friends and tell them how much you enjoy it. Send me an email or leave a glowing review on iTunes. That would be great. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.